Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Government is set to spend more than a quarter of a trillion euros over the coming decade on major infrastructure projects. They require companies to submit tenders and bids, but sometimes companies collude with each other to divvy up the contracts on a big project. And by removing serious competition, it often means that taxpayers end up paying too much. Now, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has published useful guides for public bodies to reduce or eliminate so-called bid rigging. And the CCPC now has powers for the first time to impose fines directly on offending companies, bypassing the courts. Una Butler is a commission member with the CCPC and is with us now. Good morning, Una.
Good morning, Joe.
Did I describe bid rigging well enough?
Yes, I think you did, Joe. So at the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, our job is to promote competition. We want to see open and competitive markets. Obviously, that delivers huge benefits for the taxpayer, for consumers in terms of lower prices, greater quality and more innovation and choice. But when the opposite happens, when we see cartels or bid rigging, that really results in huge problems for the taxpayer and for businesses and consumers. So bid rigging, as you've said, is when competitors come together and collude. They secretly agree, in effect, who's going to win a particular tender competition. They rig the tender process. So instead of...
They eliminate actual competition.
Yes. So I think what makes it difficult to spot is that it gives the appearance of genuine competition. So if you're the purchaser, you may think you're running a competitive tender process, but in reality, the competitors are colluding to agree in advance who's going to win that particular tender competition or a series of tender competitions. And the price that you're getting at the end of that tender competition is higher than it would have been if there'd been genuine competition.
It's very difficult to catch those, because if two companies, and it's usually two individuals within two companies, they might have a phone call or they might meet over a coffee and kind of haggle out in advance. It's difficult to spot.
Absolutely, Joe. So it's notoriously difficult to detect bid rigging between competitors. So what we see and competition agencies see around the world is that competitors go to great lengths to hide any evidence of their anti-competitive behaviour. But we do have...
Even of the cup of coffee that I'm talking about. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you'll see that they go to lengths to avoid creating any paper trail, for example. They may meet in secret. And therefore, it's very, very difficult to detect.
Okay. So you guys are advising the big project providers on how they can spot bid rigging. There's telltale signs, aren't there?
Absolutely. As you said, we've produced a guidance document that can be used by purchasers in the public or the private sector. We offer training for procurement officials. I've done that myself and colleagues have gone and delivered training. So that really, I suppose, flags to people the telltale signs, the warning signs that you might find of bid rigging. But we as an agency are very, very keen to get additional powers that would allow us to screen tender data at a large scale electronically.
So you're not allowed to do that at the moment?
Not currently, but it's something that we've asked for many years and the government are committed to giving us, because I think they see that by giving us these greater powers to clamp down on bid rigging, it can deliver massive savings for the taxpayer and ultimately for consumers.
OK, you do have new powers, though, since the legislation came into force a few years ago. So you can now fine companies directly. You don't have to go via the courts.
Yes, Joe, that's correct. So since 2023, we now ourselves, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, can impose fines through independent adjudicators on businesses that breach competition law.
What kind of fines are they?
The fines can be up to 10 million euros or 10% of turnover, whatever is greater.
So it can be substantial.
Absolutely.
Getting back to how you catch bid rigging, it requires whistleblowers, doesn't it, Una?
Yes, there's a variety of ways in which we can catch evidence of bid rigging. So we rely on things like tip-offs and complaints to our helpline. But we also operate a confidential anonymous whistleblower platform known as WhistleBee that you can access through our website. So that's a way that whistleblowers can come directly to us anonymously and provide us with evidence of bid rigging or any other form of anti-competitive behaviour.
And how well protected are whistleblowers? Because I've heard of situations whereby somebody does blow the whistle on their employer, the employer fires them, and the employer doesn't get punished for firing the whistleblower.
Well, thankfully, Joe, we have very, very strong protections in Ireland for whistleblowers. We have protections both under the competition legislation, and since 2014, we've got very strong protections in Ireland in the form of the protected disclosures regime. So that specifically says that if an employee blows the whistle on suspected anti-competitive or other type of behaviour by their employer, they cannot be punished by their employer.
Okay. And that, does that work in reality, i.e. does the company get punished?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, if you look at case law before the Workplace Relations Commission, for example, you'll see that employers cannot take any sort of retaliatory action against employees who blow the whistle, be that in the form of dismissal, for example. That's not allowed in Ireland.
And just to confirm, you're seeking new powers that will allow you to fine companies for damaging consumers.
Absolutely, Joe. So as I said, we have those powers already in the area of breaches of competition law, but we're very, very keen to get the same powers in the area of consumer protection law, because we think the fines that exist at present are not adequate. They don't operate as a deterrent, and they're not ensuring protection of consumers in Ireland. So again, the government is committed to giving us those powers to impose fines for breaches
this time next year, perhaps?
Well, I certainly would hope to see legislation progressed later this year, hopefully with a view to having those powers in place at some stage next year.
Thanks for joining us, Una. That's Una Butler, member of the CCPC.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.